Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. All right, here's a confession, Gator. The confession is that last year, in the midst of the best Lions season of our lifetime, our show got bogged down in the middle of the season with people bitching about Brad Holmes because he didn't go get an edge rusher at the trade deadline. And by the time that had run its course, I was so sick of the phone calls about Chase Young and Montez Sweat. And when I made calls to find out why, the response I got was Chase Young wasn't a fit. And I think we saw over the course of time that that was probably true. And Montez Sweat, they didn't want to commit the money to him that would be necessary because they had a plan to sign their own guys. And he would take up a big chunk of that money. And they didn't want to cost him like one of these players that they've re-signed. And I'm like, all that makes sense. And no, they didn't win the Super Bowl last year. And if you are in the camp that last season was a failure because they didn't win a Super Bowl, but I think that Brad Holmes last year over the course of time is going to be proven right, because I do think they are going to win a Super Bowl eventually here under Brad Holmes. I actually think that's going to happen. And if it never does, then I guess this could be like the Leland era Tigers, where they were always there, they were always in the mix, but they never got to the mountaintop, and that was frustrating. I feel like we're setting up that people are going to be mad at Brad Holmes again for not making a trade that probably isn't really on the table.
I don't think that happens unless one of those guys we're talking about gets traded elsewhere. And if they do, then people are going to complain about it. And I'm not going to say that they don't have the right to, because I think we're looking at a situation now where it makes all the sense in the world, because you don't have Aiden Hutchinson and you want to compete this year. And if it's Max Crosby, it's not just about this year. It's about, you talk about having a window to win. You think about the future, what that looks like to have both of those bookend defensive ends.
But it costs some other players on the cap.
Well, yeah, okay. So it may. But if you're giving up the good for the great, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I'm saying if it weakens a team elsewhere and then they create another problem. But we don't even know if there's a trade on the table. And I'm not looking forward to the trade deadline if they don't go get Max Crosby, because people think it's going to be easy to go get Max Crosby.
You're going to have to deal with it, Doug.
I know. I'm big boy. And put my big boy pants on. And again, pull the britches up and tighten the belt buckle. And
it doesn't even matter unless Crosby gets dealt to another team. That's the only time it's going to matter.
So, Aaron Glenn. Sorry, Kang. Good. Are we good? All right, good. Aaron Glenn, Lions defensive coordinator, spoke to the media yesterday, had some interesting things to say, and we'll start with what he had to say about moving forward without Aiden Hutchinson.
He plays almost every play.
Yeah, you know, but what's funny about this is I almost feel like the second half of that soundbite, you know, we're going to put guys in position to make plays. And what we're not going to do, and what I don't want you guys to do, and you know, people can write whatever they want, people can feel whatever they want. But I feel like that last second half of that soundbite, we were let into the defensive line room to hear the defensive coordinator telling these guys that nobody thinks you can do it, that you are being disrespected. People are giving up on our season, and basically they're saying you guys aren't good. Like, I feel like he just let us in the room there.
That's
a card that he's playing.
Could be. And look, he should play that card. Bill, like I say, a chip on his shoulder is a good thing. Shine it up, because that's what they're trying to cultivate here. Hey, nobody's believing in you guys. We believe in you guys. Everybody in this room believes in you guys. And after Sunday, everyone's going to believe in you guys.
Oh, sounds like you could do the pregame speech.
I guess you want to be a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Would people say Levi Enrique isn't very good?
No, Levi Enrique is a future Pro Bowl.
Which is Gator's high school coach that you do a great impression of, and even though I never met the man.
See, people say Brad Grav is pretty slow. You know, Brad Grav is pretty fast.
Actually, I think he actually cited my name as the one who was. People say Scott Anderson, he's pretty slow. He said, no, Scott Anderson's pretty fast. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Not even close. That's why I'm on the defensive line.
People say Pat O'Connor isn't as good as Max Crosby. You say, yeah, he's probably not. All right, so more from Aaron Glenn. Can you scheme up pressure? Can the defensive coordinator take these guys, get out the chalkboard, and scheme up some pressure? Here's what he said. I like that he's embracing it. He did say that the rest of the coaches on the defensive staff do a good job of helping him, you know, put together these game plans based upon player skill sets.
Well, I'll tell you what I like. That if you're trying to find any kind of silver lining out of what happened is that offenses don't really know how to game plan against the Lions here because there is no Hutchinson. So you don't know, like you would expect, how they're going to get pressure. They're going to have to dial it up from blitzing, right? You've got Anzalone, Jack Campbell, and Malcolm Rodriguez. Let's say all three of those linebackers there on the line of scrimmage are all threatening. And then there's Brian Branch over there too. How do you know who's coming? You don't. Because all these guys have been in the backfield as a rusher at some point.
Did you watch the press conference yesterday?
No.
Because here's cut three. Where's the pressure going to come from? And he says, it's the linebacker spot. There you go.
It's almost like Aaron Glenn and I are best friends.
Well, as Kank pointed out, they've also been doing this all season. So it's not.
What are you doing?
Why
you got to take away my shine?
Yeah, when you say Gator made a good doesn't make good points, you say
Gator does make good points.
Yeah.
He's quite salient.
You say Gator's a dumbass. You say, no, Gator's not a dumbass.
He's a smart ass.
He's a smart ass.
No, he's pretty smart.
He's a wise ass.
Okay. When you say Gator knows nothing about football, you say, no, Gator knows a lot about
football. All right.
We'll hear from Ben Johnson, OC, next. Later, we'll have some picks. Let's go to Josiah in Lake Orion. Hi, Josiah.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
What's up?
I have my final score is 31-28. I think it's going to be a nail biter and a back and forth offensive battle. I have one thing that I just wanted to say.
Can I before you get to the one thing, and we'll give you your time? Who wins?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who wins the game?
Oh, the Lions. Sorry, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, sorry, the Lions win. Right. Yeah, Lions win. Right. Aaron Glenn. I don't know if I'm looking too much into this, and this is like the talk about trading for someone, obviously. He said, we don't ask them to fill in for Hutch. So that makes me think, are they talking behind the scenes of bringing someone in? I don't know if I'm looking too much into that, but I just kind of caught that when I just heard him talking with what you guys put on.
Well, that's fascinating, Josiah. I did not notice that. So you think the implication is we'll ask the new guy to do that stuff?
That's yeah.
The guy that we trade for is the guy we're going to ask to do that stuff.
Yeah, I just because they don't like to put pressure because he just said that they like to put their talents out on the field and maybe they don't have someone like Hutch to do that in house. So maybe they talk to Crosby. Maybe they talk to Garrett. And then I think in regards to a shootout, I think that's really how it's going to go. And I think this is going to be the game where you see J-Mo and Amon-Ra put up over 100 and you might see Laporta with a touchdown. Because I think that's just the only way we're going to win this game. And I think we're definitely going to be able to run the rock well.
Well, there is something funny in line for this game. You mentioned Jamison Williams. We'll get to that today at 1:31. Plus Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator, his thoughts on where the offense is. You'll hear that starting at 1:16. We got picks coming up later this hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.